You know it, we know it, Election Day is around the corner. But look past the presidential race on your ballot, past the governor, you'll also have the chance to chime in to elect Indiana's top education official. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballinon-Rosen takes a look at that race and the two candidates.
Democratic incumbent Glenda Ritz and Republican superintendent hopeful Jennifer McCormick have many things in common. On policy, they're pretty parallel. And that was clear during mid-October's superintendent debate. Here's each candidate on the state's school ranking system. It currently labels schools A through F. First, Democratic incumbent Ritz.
Our schools are more than a test score.
Now, Republican McCormick.
One grade does not tell the story of a building. One grade does not tell the story of a district.
And on who should create teacher evaluations? Again, here's Ritz.
I'm very much a local control person.
And McCormick.
I too agree, the power of local level.
They agree an exhaustive study should examine how the state's private school voucher program affects public schools. Both want to expand preschool and think the I-STEP needs to be replaced. Now, there are some differences in the fine details. Ritz has been a louder critic of vouchers, and she wants free state-funded preschool available statewide by 2020.
We absolutely have to have high-quality pre-K in all of our communities.
But McCormick wants a slower expansion of a program that's currently being tested in 5 counties and serves about 2,200 children. She says at first she wants to target at-risk students.
Target out of the gate, and then you expand on.
Both candidates want to rate schools on a handful of measures, but Ritz wants a dashboard to display information. McCormick wants a report card. So, for those keeping an eye on this race, you might wonder, where do the candidates disagree? Well, largely on management and communication. That the State Department of Education could be run more smoothly has been one of the largest critiques of the Ritz administration, and McCormick says that's a reason she decided to run.
I've been receiving communications from the Department of Education for nearly 20 years. I know what's good, and I know when we're struggling, and we are struggling.
The Department of Education helps schools, gives them guidance, makes sure they're following laws, delivers state test scores. McCormick says communicating is important, not just how much communication, but the quality of it too. She says she can improve that.
Educators know it, educational leaders know it, people who are tied to schools know that the situation is not good.
Ritz points to several practices she says are successful. Traveling to multiple districts in an average week, weekly and monthly newsletters, and new positions.
I actually have designated my deputy superintendent to be a contact with any superintendent with any question. My outreach, I have outreach coordinators all over the state of Indiana.
Outreach coordinators relay information between local educators and the department. Jeff Hendricks, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents, says under Ritz, the department communication efforts have ramped up.
I believe the outreach program that Superintendent Ritz put in with the regional coordinators was a step to try to improve communication throughout the state.
But, he says, one of the major challenges for the job is, well, politics.
There's politics in way too many things.
Ritz, as superintendent, has been the only statewide elected official that's Democrat. And that's made things challenging, from political quarrels with Governor Mike Pence to trouble creating policy with the State Board of Education. But getting politics out of education is another thing both McCormick and Ritz agree on. It's an argument made by the candidates from each political party. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.